BJ and Jamie.
The Broncos have been to the playoffs, but unfortunately the Broncos fall just short.
And unfortunately for the Broncos, they still have not clinched a playoff spot.
Ain't nobody trying to watch Bo Nix, a rookie quarterback.
Why not?
Goes Bills on Fox.
You know, you should have put some more audio in it because people like us that are in radio just kind of just loses its luster.
That's the hype video. I hope it didn't get you too hyped in this weather. You'll drive off the road.
Man, it is crap outside. Is it not?
Yeah, where did this come from?
I don't know. I thought we were just going to get a little bit of snow, like 1 inch, just a little bit. But it is like windy. And there's some stuff going on.
Kind of looks like Buffalo out there.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
All right, so here's the bet. All right, so just to fill everybody in, so you can follow it this weekend when you watch the game. Okay, if you got a friend there, maybe they don't listen to our show, you can say, hey, you know that Jamie White over there at Alice? She's got a bet on this game. Let me tell you what it is. All right, let's fill you in, okay? I owe Jamie $100.
Right, because I bought a square for you.
Mm-hmm.
One square was $100 at this particular place.
Yeah,
right?
Squares has got to do with gambling on the football game. We won't even try to explain that.
Right,
because it's really complicated.
So I gave the person $200, for $100 for me for a square and $100 for you for a square.
So Jamie doesn't have a betting site on her phone.
Right.
So she says, hey, Beach, here's what we'll do. You know that $100 you owe me? Just take it and put it on my bet for the game, and therefore we're square. We're even.
But
okay?
I just wanted to make sure it's not credit because I'll actually get the money, right?
You'll get the money.
Okay.
Because here's what I'll do. I'll take your $100.
Okay.
I'll place it on your bet. And your bet is?
My bet is that they'll go into overtime.
The game will go to overtime.
Right.
Right now, looking at the odds, that means that her $100 would win her $1,600.
That's a good bet.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I like that kind of bet.
Okay. All right. So, and I might even find better odds on another site because I have like five or six of them. Okay. So I'll go take
Wait,
a look.
What?
Yeah. He's got all of them.
What?
Oh, I got
you have five or six different apps? And they all have different odds?
Probably seven or eight, actually.
Really?
I mean, just different odds all over the place. Yeah.
What? I mean, I have a lot of apps, but one I do not have is gaming.
I'll let you borrow a couple if you want.
Do you ever do like the weird apps like that you can put money in and like slot machines and stuff?
No.
Yeah, I've looked at those. I've thought of those. I don't either.
I don't trust
That's the thing is, I don't trust it either.
I'd love to go online and be able to play, you know, craps, but I just don't trust
I don't either.
Man. Those computers.
I know.
They're shysters.
I totally agree.
I'd rather put $100 on a football game I'm going to watch where I know the pro athletes are trying.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what I like.
All
okay,
right. So you owe me $1,600.
Not yet.
Yeah, that's how that works.
You don't understand how it works. No, we're putting down $100, and here's what I'll do.
Now, I understood it. I just gave you $100, and you're supposed to give me back
$1,600. The game hasn't played yet. They've got to go into overtime. And no, it doesn't matter who wins the game once they go into
that's
overtime.
That's what I like about it.
All you're betting is that this game goes into overtime. That's
I mean,
it.
Does everybody feel like this is a good bet?
I feel like it's a really good bet.
Okay, good.
I think I'm going to get down on this one.
No, it's just mine. Nope.
Here's what I'll do. Well, I've got eight sites.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to do the same site you do. I can pick and choose. You know. Right. Here's what I'll do, too.
But this is a circle of trust right now because I am trusting you to take my $100 that you owed me and put it down on overtime.
Well, Carson and Spadil both know the gaming world. Okay, you guys know it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
And
I'll
it's not
show
credit, right? I'll get
no, it's actual cash out. Okay.
Yeah. I will show you on the site the bet, and these guys can confirm for you that bet is placed and you're set to go.
All
and if the winnings happen, I'll come in here on Monday and I'll show you the amount that's in our little kitty.
No, but I want the kitty out.
We're going to get the kitty out. You can't take the kitty out immediately.
Why not?
It's not like I could take my phone and shake $1,600 out of it.
Why can't you get it out?
Because I got to transfer it to my account, my bank account, and then draw the money out to pay you.
Okay. He's going to have to send it to you via Zelle after pulling it out.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You're putting me in a bad mood.
And then just
try to explain.
And the funds take a couple days to like clear.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you.
It's kind of like Venmo.
It's a lot like Venmo.
But by tomorrow, she'll know her bet is down.
Yeah.
So she can go into the weekend knowing that your money's down.
Okay? This is a great bet. I'm excited now. I mean, I was excited about the game anyway, but this like makes it better because I don't like doing like, you know, you bet a dollar and get $3 back. I want real money.
Yeah, that's a lame return.
Yeah.
I hate to say this.
Uh-oh.
But I hope you don't win.
Wow!
Oh my God.
That is not very kind.
Let me tell you
I thought we were friends.
Well, we are, though. We are.
But that doesn't feel friendly.
Let me just tell you how it feels from my side, okay?
Okay.
I mean, I lose quite a bit, okay? And if at one shot that you're picking a long shot like an overtime for a football game in the playoffs,
uh-huh,
and you hit for $1,600, I'm going to be so... I'm going to want to jump off this roof.
He is always trying to make money
this,
like that.
Yes! And I fail. Marriage problems. I fail. And then here comes Jamie. How does it work again? Am I getting 9 points? I don't understand.
And the best part is you have to watch her win, and you'll see the money come in.
No. You're missing the worst part. The worst part is my wife's back in town, and she sees me draw out $1,600 for Jamie. Like, what the hell?
I'm a winner all the way around.
DJ and Jamie.
Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Bruno. Bruno Mars.
I know the stock show parade is today. What time?
It's supposed to be at 1 o'clock.
All right, we might be okay because they said this is going to taper off around 10. We're looking outside. We're in DTC, and it's a full-out blizzard here, folks.
Yeah, there's no way.
It's snowing upwards.
It is. And they expanded the area through Denver, through downtown Denver. They're expecting 3 inches of snow, but it will taper off by 10 a.m., so we should be okay for the parade.
All right.
At 1.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's pretty nasty out there. All right, we want to address something here on the show real quick. And I'll try to explain it all. Do you think we should go here or not?
Well, I just think it gets confusing of the overall picture and then individual shows.
All right. Let me try, okay?
Okay.
All right. Jamie and I, Carson Schmidl, we have the number one morning show in town. Easily. By far. And it's been that way for several months, okay? And always near the top. Number one. Solid number one. Well, the Westward just came out with an article. That's Westward Magazine,
correct,
right? Is that right?
Yeah.
And they came out with an article explaining the landscape of radio in Denver, Colorado, and where everybody falls in the ratings. Now, our radio station is top three, does incredible, incredible. But Jamie and I are number one here in town, okay? Very proud of that. Very proud of the fact that you listen to our program. Well, they just did the whole article, and they mention us in the article. Very nice.
We're the only show that they mention. Over all the radio stations here, that were the only, BJ and Jamie are the only ones that are mentioned.
Did you read the entire?
I did.
And we're the only ones?
We're the only ones that they say our names.
Like by name, yeah.
And then there's that picture.
They posted a picture of Jamie and me. Not us together, but it's individual pictures, but we're side by side.
You guys, it's bad. We look like...
Schmidl.
We I don't even know the right words because I don't want to offend anybody, but we look neat.
Schmidl, let me just ask you, okay? Did Westward reach out to you and say, hey, Schmidl, we're going to do a whole story on you guys, and we're going to use BJ and Jamie's pictures. Are these pictures okay? And then you signed off on these pictures? I just want to know.
I was trying to keep it as like a surprise.
No, I didn't actually do that.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke, but I didn't. No.
You did. So you have not heard.
Yeah.
So they just grabbed these pictures from somewhere on the internet.
Where did they get these pictures?
I have no idea.
It's sad.
I mean, listen, and we're equally, here's what, the right word to use is we look like dorks.
Yes.
I don't think that's offensive to anybody, no. But we look like freaking dorks.
This is an article where they call us the stars. The stars of Denver radio. The stars of Dallas. If it weren't for those two on the radio, that station would be nothing.
Well, they don't say that.
Well, they don't. No, because the Slacker Show
does very, very well.
I'm just saying that's the way BJ translated it. Okay. And then you look at these two pictures, and there's no way those two people there on those pictures can present a show that's worth a crap.
Oh my God, we look so stupid.
It's awful.
Do they hate us?
Go to Westward. No, whoa. Don't go to Westward.
Yeah, don't say that.
Do not go to these pictures. Okay, just take it from us. We do really good on the radio, and just leave it at that.
Right, exactly.
Do not go to Westward.com, whatever you do.
Yeah, the only thing that I just, you know, like, look, it says because Christmas music topples everybody or whatever, so that's why Alice is at third right now but that's overall, but our show is number one. But I hate how they didn't say that part, you know.
You know a big lawyer here in town like Harvey Weinstein or somebody, or
Steinberg?
Oh, Steinberg. Oh, yeah. He's the
Weinstein
other one's
is not a good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. Harvey Steinberg.
So you know Harvey, right?
Right.
Can we sue for this?
Well, yeah.
We didn't get permission, or they didn't get our permission for those pictures. They're ugly.
Listen, I don't know which one's worse. You or me, to be honest.
You are.
That was quick.
That was easy. Do not. Whatever you do, don't go look, please.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, Jamie.
What?
Hang on a second. Do. I have cookie breaking news.
Cookie?
Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, okay. All right.
Went on sale.
Oh, they did?
7th. What is today?
It's the 9th.
Yeah.
Ninth?
Oh, they went on sale already?
Yeah, 2 days this week.
Why did I feel like it was more like in the spring or something?
I don't know.
Because they go for a while.
It's always first of the year because you always buy like 100 boxes.
Well, I know, but
January.
I don't remember it being snowy when I do so.
Yeah. Okay. January. All right. Every year. All right. It kicked off on the 7th, which is 2 days ago, right? But get this. Big announcement. You cannot buy s'mores anymore. They canceled them.
S'mores. Which ones were those?
Out after this year. They will be selling them through this year.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Which one are the s'mores?
I got to read more into the store. Why? Aren't they the, I don't know. Carson, you might know better. You can explain to Jamie. I don't really know, Jamie.
Yeah, I don't. Are they the one with the coconut and the?
No.
Those are my favorite.
Those are the, I think those are the Samoas.
Oh, those are, okay. Yeah.
Those are iconic.
Like, what are these? Yeah.
These are s'mores, like a s'mores, like a s'more.
Chocolate,
and marshmallow,
And graham cracker.
Yeah. It says it's a graham sandwich cookie with chocolate and marshmallow filling.
Yeah.
So it's available this year.
Yeah, but not after this year. This is the last year you can get them.
I won't miss that one.
People seem to be upset about it.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh.
All over the
place.
That
one doesn't sound good.
They were getting rid of another one too next year. There's two that
the Thin Mints. I'm kidding. That's the most popular cookie.
Yeah.
It's the Toast Yay is what they're getting rid of.
I've never had those.
Yeah, I don't know what that one is either.
The Toast Yay?
Weren't you a real popular cookie in your town, your hometown?
Yeah. Because my mom worked at UPS.
Yeah, I
and
thought
so. My mom would take my little thing, my Girl Scout was a brownie too, mm-hmm. and she'd take it and she'd put it on the bulletin board for the UPS people,
right.
And they would fill it out, and I would sell thousands, and I won all the prizes.
I love this story.
Yeah.
I we tell it every single year when the Girl Scout cookie time comes around. Jamie was a champion. I mean, she was the queen of cookie in her hometown.
I was queen cookie. That's what they called me. And so my mom would pin it at the UPS in the break room, and all the drivers and everything would be like, cookies. And so they'd all fill it out and stuff. My mom cleaned the trucks for UPS. And so they like the truck drivers, they loved her because she'd put little baubles and stuff in their trucks. So they was like, oh, well, we'll help Nancy and have her daughter.
Yeah.
And so then I'd win all the prizes. And one year, I got the stuffed whale. What?
Oh, the Mecca.
Yeah, the grand prize, which was the stuffed animal whale.
No kidding.
Woo! Yeah, it was quite a feat.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this.
Sure.
You have a sister.
I do.
Now, was she a cookie, a cookie queen too?
Well, she was more of the, I've got all my patches on my sash.
Oh.
Oh.
But I feel like she cheated, okay? So you get a sash, and then you have to, you have a workbook, and you try to get patches, right? You do all these different things. Like, photography patch was easy because my dad just did it for us, right? And then, like, knot tying, and you do all these, and then she was an overachiever, whatever. Like, campfire patch.
We all know one of those, and it's all about her patch.
She was loaded from this side of the sash all the way to this bottom sash.
She had all the flair.
I had, like, six.
I don't picture you as in high school being an achiever.
No, nobody did high school. That would be dorky.
No. I'm even further along in school that you were a real achiever.
You were more of a tomboy.
Yeah. And your sister was the achiever of the two.
She was the achiever.
Yeah.
I
had the same thing in my
family. God, I don't even know where my books are.
Yeah. But man, when it came to the earlier years in the cookie race, you couldn't beat Jamie.
Well, I did feel bad for my mom because we had a station wagon, you know, with the paneling on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Super hot. Yeah. And she'd have to load up that. And then my dad would be like, God damn it, Nancy. I don't know why you sell all these goddamn cookies to the UPS people. It was really a great time in my life.
Yeah. I miss Bob. I love that attitude he had.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.